Hello and welcome. This episode of Born Active features two players who represented the Pacific Island nation of Samoa at the 2023 World Rugby Under 20 Trophy, hosted by Kenya.
Hi, I am Tangile Matuyoti. I'm here to represent our country, Samoa, to the Kenya Trophy Under 20 tournament.
Hello, Talofa Lava. My name is Viseisio Junior Amitonai. I'm here representing Junior Manu Samoa in the Under-20s Trophy in Kenya. In rugby, most of the boys in the other teams call me Beast. Because I go hard on the field. I can hit anyone who I want to hit.
3, 2, 1. And I just want to say congratulations to you both on being selected in the team. It's fantastic. Ultimately, it is very competitive to make the Samoan team, isn't it?
True.
Yeah. There are a lot of tries competing to make this Junior Manu Samoa team. We had 3 trials, so there were 72 of the youths that were interested, but we have to, you know, get that into the final team.
Yeah.
So we pass all the 3 trials and
then come here.
And Vicesio, the Beast, you started playing rugby informally when you were quite young. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah. You know, I introduced myself into rugby back home. You know, when we playing with my siblings, we use beers for the ball, you know, attacking, defense, tackling, yeah. But then introduced into primary school, then I get a specific team to play for. Then not quite much experience, but at least I introduced into rugby and held a real ball, real rugby ball.
Yeah, so what was the ball made of when you were playing with your siblings?
We quietly use pillows or the bottles. We fill it with the leaves or the coconut fruit. Just use it for the, you know, to play rugby.
Yeah. And Tangi Lima, was that the same for you? Did you sort of just play, you know, with the other kids in the neighbourhood running around playing rugby before you sort of got a bit more serious about it?
Now, at old age, we use the slippers just to fold the slipper.
Really?
Yes. Then we use or fill the bottle with sand. Then we used to play rugby.
Okay. And so you were how old when you were running around with a bottle full of sand?
When I was 8 and getting to 9. Then we used to play with our neighborhood in front of the road. When the car comes, then we go out of the road and then we can go back in the room and play the games.
Yeah, okay. Mm. And so what influenced both of you to take rugby seriously? We'll start with you.
I believe growing up watching some of the legends from Samoa, such as Brian Lima, Nikaele Pesamino, the speedster, yeah, just influenced us to play rugby. Because in our country, the people are very proud when some of the representatives from our country is playing rugby and, yeah, carry the flag around the world.
Yeah. And so rugby, Tangi Lima, is your national sport?
Yeah.
And did that influence your choice?
Well, I didn't know much about those guys, Brian Lima, in those age, but my father take me to where he trained when I was a little. Then I was watching, playing rugby, and then I was getting interested to follow his footsteps.
So what other sport and exercise did you both do while you were growing up, Tangi Lima?
Well, for mostly when I was young, we didn't interest with playing rugby. We do the hide and seek.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, in the middle of the night.
Uh-huh.
I used to do that.
Right.
Yeah. And then I just saw my father playing rugby. Then I just start getting interested to do that rugby.
What about football? Did you play any football or basketball?
No, I didn't play basketball. Just the football. In primary school, I was the captain of our team.
Oh, the football team?
Yeah, football team.
Okay, and then switched. And for you, Vicesio?
growing up, you know, in the Islanders, we usually go doing chores, exercise. When you make the oven, go picking up the rubbish, that's called exercise. But in terms of sports, despite from rugby, we usually, you know, go up on the road and do some athletes, 100 meters. There's at Sang Ilima mentioned hide and seek in the middle of the night. Yeah, that's other sport. I also play football since I was in primary. Yeah, when they go, they have the subject called health physical education.
Mm-hmm.
They introduce different kind of sports.
Yeah.
So that's where I introduced to football, volleyball, netball, yeah, and koa.
And Tangilima, is that the case for all schools across Samoa?
It's not out of school, but other school does not allow to do sports like rugby. Yeah.
Oh, why is that?
Because the government school used to do that, and church school does not do that.
Oh,
yeah.
So I should have asked actually, whereabouts did you both grow up in Samoa?
I grew up in Upolu, in the capital of Samoa, Apia. There's a small village in Apia called Palisi.
Mm.
Yeah, we don't have field that much, so we used to play rugby on the road when the car comes. Everyone run back.
Yeah, it sounds like it was similar for you. So where did you grow up?
I was born in Upolu, and then I moved to Hawaii. Then come back into Upolu. Yeah.
So can you both climb a coconut tree? Because that's not easy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What, okay, what's the technique, Masesio, to climb a coconut palm?
We used that tree skin that we used to, you know, you tie like the infinity sign, then you put it to your legs. Then that is used for climbing up. We call it aufanga.
Aufanga.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yes.
And you were how old when you first started doing that?
Oh, when I was year 9.
And for you?
Yeah, I was in year 10. I was practice to climb on.
Oh, my goodness.
Because in Apia, we not quite have that many coconuts.
Yeah.
You usually find just any buy coconuts in rural areas. Yeah.
Right. Okay. As I understand it, just about everyone in Samoa learns how to do some of your traditional dances.
Yes.
And you start quite young.
Yeah. Learn how to dance when we have a birthday or a meeting of a family. Then all our siblings practicing to do that thing, or waiting to practice the Samoa dance, the clap dance, fata pati.
The clap dance?
Yes.
Now this involves slapping the thighs, is that right?
Yes, yeah.
Oh, now I understand, Vicesio, that there's also a dance for the men that involves knives and fire.
Yeah,
sivafi.
That's called a sivafi.
Can you do that one?
Yeah,
yes.
I do that one when I was in year 8. I was doing it for the... We have a special day called Culture Day. Then you have to perform any cultural things.
So how do you actually dance with fire and with knives? It sounds fairly dangerous.
Yeah.
Just, you know, round the sticks and with the fire. And like, it's really hot, but yeah, we are Samoans, we used it.
And you do that one as well?
Yeah.
Oh.
But I did it perform in front of people.
So this involves dancing with how many knives?
Just one knife. And then if you're good to, use, then you use two.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what about some of the other traditional sports in Samoa? So I understand you've got a form of cricket, Tangilima, called kirikiti.
Kirikiti.
Yeah. Do you know much about that?
I usually watch that kirikiti. All village, different village. They prepare a team to do the battle.
I believe it's different in equipment.
Yeah.
You know, the English cricket is the bat is flat and short.
Mm-hmm.
But we used to, in our traditional cricket, there was a long bat and
long tree.
But we're not used the hard ball. We used the soft ball. So when it hits someone, It doesn't.
But it's pouncing.
Oh, thank goodness.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so what age groups play that cricket in Samoa?
Nowadays, only some of the
old people.
Okay, so let's define old to both of you, yeah, given you're 19. So what's old when you say old?
Old, like old parents.
Old parents. Yeah.
Not necessarily old. Okay. Now, what about outrigger canoeing, Tagilima? Have you tried that?
In Samoa, we prepare the canoeing, use the big tree that we call it pau pau, just for fishing and for traveling to other village. Yes.
And how many people sit in the canoe?
41, 42.
Depends how
on the long of the boat.
The fantasy one. Yeah.
That's a big tree.
Yes.
Yeah,
it's a long tree.
Oh my gosh, that's huge. So would you say, Vicesio, that you had an active childhood in terms of sport and exercise?
Yeah, I'm saying that I was growing up with an extended family that makes me active, socializing, any kind of sports and yeah, any chores were easy to make it done because we're an extended family.
And for you, Tagilima?
Yeah, we have the same too. Because us in Samoa, when you were a baby, when you know how to walk, then that time you will practice how to do chores. Yeah. And mostly the picking up leaves. Yeah.
Head of the under 20 tournament, what has been your workout and training schedule?
My morning routine, I woke up early in the 6 a.m., make breakfast for my parents, then head out for running. Because I live near the hills, so I go up the hills, come down. I do that every morning in the week, yeah, just to prepare myself for the under 20s trials. And yeah, I believe my hard work has paid it all. That's why I'm here, representing my country. And yeah,
wow. Now, Tagilima, I understand that your team had at least 2 weeks preparing in Australia before you came here. Yeah. So can you just talk through what exactly your daily training schedule involved while you were in Sydney?
In Sydney, we have 2 trains at a day, morning session and the afternoon session, and even in the evening. So in the morning, we go at the gym to do our gym session. And then evening, we go at the field to practice our line out and how to run the ball.
Yeah. Yeah. So in the gym session, exactly what are you doing?
We split forwards and the backs. Then we just go with your partner, the one that you have the same position. Then you work out what your weakness is. And you go and just work it out in the gym.
We mostly, when we do for fitness, we test it using the Bronco test. That mostly the premier clubs done, yeah. The Bronco unit. Yeah.
What is that?
The Bronco test, it tests fitness. Your fitness. You have to run from the line score to the 20, back 20, then to the 40, then to the 60. That's good. One. Then you have to go 5 times.
5 times.
Under 5 minutes.
5 minutes.
And can you both do that?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Who's the fastest out of both of you?
Because we play different positions. He plays at the backs and I play at the forward. But mostly I'm the one that leads the forwards.
Right, okay.
Yeah,
I'm the lowest.
So how does the training differ between the forwards and the backs for you, Vicesio, as a back?
It's quite different because the forwards, they are heavier, so they have to lift the weights that are heavier, same as their weight. Yeah. But the backs are, the backs are usually they are light. Then we're going to lift our weights, depends on our weight. So we go with the bench, squatting and... your sit-ups and ending with course.
And that takes how long?
Maybe 40 minutes, yeah. It's not an hour.
Yeah.
Okay. And then for the afternoon session, the field session, Tungi, how long does that take and what does that involve? I mean, you've spoken about doing the sprints,
yeah,
and you've spoken about practicing some of the skills, but, I mean, are you out on the field for like 2-3 hours?
Yeah. Well, mostly we do that for half an hour, but it's depending on us. When the coach is not happy with us, then we do that 2 hours, something like that, yeah.
So what's the secret? This is what I'm trying to get to the bottom of your... Is it the training? What's the secret, Tagilima? Why is Samoa so good at rugby?
thanks. But to us, it's a little country, but it's the most peaceful and helpful people. So that way we can... So when we're in rugby, so most of us, our parents support us, and then we do prayer every single day to prepare for this. And thanks to the boys that they mostly help the others in the field. So it's a big dream for us to win this tournament. Because we are tiny, but most of this country are so big. They have learned a lot of much in rugby, but it's a big dream for us to win this.
Yeah. Vasesia, what do you think is the secret about why Samoa is so good at rugby?
I'm going to go with the biggest secret. When it comes to rugby, our country is very proud at it. Very proud when you're playing rugby. Then also their support. We see it with the last year with the Toa Samoa. There are a lot of marching around in the parade thing.
In the streets.
Yes.
Is this in the capital?
Yeah.
Up here.
In the capital, yes. And also around the world.
All Samoan people was preparing that for the Toa Samoa.
Regardless of whereabouts they were living.
In Australia, New Zealand, they do a parade to support that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
They are so passionate about it. Yeah. I think that's the secret.
Vasesia, would you say right now you're the fittest you've ever been?
Yeah, for sure. Because when you in Samoa, there are different stages of rugby. So when you play in clubs, you just not like taking it serious, but now I'm in the under 20s. Do you have to be fit to be selected? If you're not fit, then you're not selected. Then I sacrifice a lot of it. I was fat. Now look, I am.
So when you say you've sacrificed a lot,
yeah,
what have you sacrificed?
My habits. My habit is sleeping. Sacrifice a lot of times just to be there for trainings. Yeah.
Oh. And what about you, Tungi? Do you feel now the fittest you've ever been?
Yeah. I sacrifice more like when I was in the family. I eat so much. I can eat that. Maybe 3 rounds or 2 rounds, yeah. But I was in the field, then I know that maybe that's the reason I was not fit because of my diet. Then I was sacrificing my diet. And then I was training hard. And then I was starting leading the forwards through the Broncos. And then I know that that's the main reason of my fitness is my diet.
Oh, so Tungi, let's talk about your diet. I mean, I realised you're probably both eating slightly different things because you're here in Kenya. But once you decided to take rugby more seriously back home,
yeah,
what changes did you make to your diet?
Diet now with eating of veggies, soup with taro. I changed my diet from eating McDonald's, burgers, drinking sweet drinks. I changed it to drinking water and eating your veggies and taro.
Yeah. Ah, so taro is a popular vegetable in Samoa and other Pacific islands. What are the other root vegetables from Samoa that you eat?
It's kamu, ufi, we call it ufi, it's yam, and manioca. When you added the coconut, it's so nice to eat, so yummy.
You see, this is probably part of the Samoan rugby secret, no?
Yes.
The diet, you think so?
The diet.
Yeah. And Tangi, what kind of fish would you eat when you're back home?
It's that we call it aku. That then we used to create the food, we call it oka. Then that's my favorite.
And what is in that?
It's fish and coconut, then add some lamb. Yeah.
Fish and lamb in the one dish.
And coconut.
Oh, now that sounds coconut like cream. Good food for a rugby player. Do you do much fishing, by the way?
Only in Savai. Just like I said, when we're in Tupulu, we call it New Zealand. We do not do that much, but we're in Savai. We go at the sea, then fishing, and collect some, we call it ali'au.
Currently, while you're competing in the tournament, Tangi, how many meals are you eating every day?
In Kenya. In Kenya, we eat that three times a day.
But it depends on how you when you're eating breakfast, and then when it's time for lunch, but you're still, you know, not hungry, you can skip it and go for training then. Eat in at the dinner.
Yeah. Now, after your matches, Tangi, do you get really hungry?
Mostly I do not get hungry when only I get tired.
So what's part of the post-match recovery for you?
Just come here and then have some ice bath. Yeah. Just the ice bath.
Okay, now the ice bath. Woo! Yeah. Cecilia, how do you cope with the ice bath?
Yeah, when after a match, we always do the ice bath to, you know, use for recovery, to soften the muscles and rest your body. Yeah, when you get off the ice bath and you go up to your bed, you sleep peaceful. You're not
tired. It sounds like you're good at sleeping anyway, right? Now, we've spoken about some of the other sports and physical activities in Samoa. So I just wanted to ask, how active are some of your friends?
They are very active, but I'm the only sport friend. Mm-hmm. But some of my friends, they always go for the education. They don't interest in sports.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, and Tangi, what about your family? Do your parents and your siblings, do they do much exercise?
Yeah, just my father. She goes to work and then after they have the fa'afu, just to relax you. Yeah, just
what
my father.
What is that?
It's like a fun game with your friends. Just play after work. Just do rugby. Yeah. Or just have some chalk to the road. Yeah.
Oh, and Cecilia, what about your family?
In my family, I'm the first child. I'm the first one in the family who interest in sports, rugby. But they are active. My parents, we usually do routines in the evening when they are done from work. Yeah, we put on our sports shoes, then we go for a walk. Yeah.
Did your sister Tangi play rugby?
No.
What about yours?
Only my sister.
She loves play rugby when I play rugby.
Because Samoa in the women's rugby is doing quite well.
Yeah.
I think the Samoan women are currently ranked 16th in the world.
Okay.
So how popular would you say rugby is as a sport for girls now in Samoa?
In Samoa, they are doing that campaign that they are opening the doors for girls that are interested in rugby. I'm saying that not popular, but they are just starting. They are just, you know, starting that campaign for women to be interested in rugby. Yeah.
Now, tell me, Tangi, do many of your friends smoke?
No, because I'm not a smoke. I don't like to go with smoke peoples.
Yeah. And what about you, Vicencio? Many of your friends smoke?
I hate smoke.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, your family, no?
No, I distance myself from some of the people I know that they are smoking because it's bad when you're socializing with them. Yeah, it ruins your health.
Yeah. So in terms of health, obesity, including among children, is recognised as a big problem in many Pacific Island countries, including Samoa. So, Tangilima, what is your view on the obesity situation in Samoa?
Mostly problem is it's your diet. A lot of people that eat oil foods, yeah, and do not do exercise. Just eat and drink some sweet drinks, yeah.
And including you.
Yeah, including me. That's the mostly problem with obesity in some.
Yeah. And Vicencio, how much does it concern you that there is an obesity problem in Samoa?
I think the reason of that is the changing of lifestyles from the traditional lifestyles to nowadays. I'm saying that our modern days food. So back in the days, Samoa people can live up to 100 years, 120s. Yeah. But now it's the changing of food, that changing from the traditional food to the modern foods that we have now, that ruined their lives and became habits of eating it. Now they became obesity. And
Tangilima, there's also a lot of talk in the Pacific Islands about non-communicable diseases or NCDs like diabetes and heart disease. And in fact, they call it a crisis, an NCD crisis in the Pacific. So any of your family members affected by NCDs?
Yeah. To my mom's side, I lost my auntie this year because of the obesity.
Oh.
Yeah, just one of him.
And so, I mean, what, if it's okay for you to talk about it, Tangilima, what was it about her lifestyle that led to her health problem?
She's lifestyle is when we in the Sunday, when we have a meeting, then that's I saw her is eating so much. And that's all she do, just eat and cares about his child. Yes. But when she got sick because of his leg, but that's why she doesn't move too much, just walk, but do not, they can't do exercise. Yeah. That's the main reason she passed away. She got sick.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Vicencio, what about you? Have you got many family members who are affected by NCDs?
Yeah, I have an uncle that has diabetes, but he is still alive. I saw him lack of exercising, just sit at home on social media, scrolling, but lack of exercising, moving his body. Now he is in a bad situation that he can't walk because of the obesity and diabetes. So now he's just sitting in the house. He can't cross because he can't walk.
So what is the government and other, you know, parts of society in Samoa, like your church leaders, what are they doing to address this problem?
In our country, we have gym. Then we have two types of gym. the other just do the Zumba. We have Zumba exercise. Yes, and the other side is fitness. But our church, in Saturday, we have Zumba in every morning.
In the church?
Yeah.
Okay.
At church.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, and so who takes part in the Zumba classes?
It's mostly the youngest guy that loves to dance. Yeah. Just go up and do some moves, then. Yeah.
And do you think that the church has a good influence on encouraging people to, you know, have a more healthy lifestyle?
Yeah, because our church is just like a family right now. Just everybody just love to go there every single day. And then they got the great bond. Just when it's Saturday, then they used to go there every morning.
And so are you doing the Zumba class?
Yes.
Really?
I do it someday.
Oh my gosh, okay, in amongst everything else. And Vasisio, what is the government doing that you're aware of to encourage, for example, more healthy eating?
The government, they have that campaign, we call it FICAFO.
Mm-hmm.
That thing, they open the door for all of the diabetes and obesity peoples to come and register us for free to some of the leaders of the gym, the popular gym in Samoa. They recognize that things and help them to encourage and train hard to lose weight and get out of there from that darkness of obesity.
Oh.
Yeah.
So does this mean that there's free gym membership? Or it's discounted?
Yeah, no, it's a free program that is held in a year.
Ah.
It's a battle.
But the competition, mostly the scale of it goes for 4 months or 3 months.
Yeah.
Yeah. So but the most week's people lost weight.
Yeah.
That's the winner. They have a consolation prize.
And so what do you win if you lose the most weight? What's the prize?
It's money and something like house, chairs. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, mostly a car.
Car.
Yeah.
Gee, that sounds like pretty good motivation.
Yeah.
Now, we're kind of getting towards the end of the interview. And I wanted to ask you both, because we've been talking a lot about Samoa's rich rugby heritage. You've got a lot of very well-known players globally. We've already spoken of some of them. Michael Jones is another. So, Tagelima, what do you hope to achieve in the sport of rugby?
Well, mostly when I come here, it's because of my family, my church, and my village. I just want to reach my goal and to become a Manu Samoa player. Yeah. And it's a big dream for me to work at and to become a popular player. Yeah.
And Vasisio, do you plan to make a career in rugby? And if so, what do you hope to achieve?
Yeah, I'm planning to, you know, just to wear the Manu Samoa jersey, you know. But just in my opinion and my dreams and my goals is to reach the high levels and influence the youngest ones of my country. That is, rugby is for everyone.
Mm.
It doesn't matter who you are or weaker strength, you can participate and you know it. And yeah, it will be your lifestyle.
So you want to be inspiring
yeah,
a new sport, generation.
A new generation.
To be active. Okay. So, I mean, would either of you aspire to be playing in the Super Rugby Pacific?
Yeah.
Yeah. And Vasisio, would you consider going to play in Europe? Because a lot of the Samoan players go over there, don't they?
Yes. Yeah, that's why we have to go out for this tournament, because some of the Europe clubs are going to sign up us if we have the potential. Yeah. So hopefully we get that, because it's good money for supporting families.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to ask you both, you're 19, you're both feeling the fittest you ever have in your life, and you're already representing your country at the international level in sport. Tangalima, how does that feel?
Well, I think it's a dream come true for me too. I'm 19 and I'm here in this country and travel around the world because of rugby. And that's why it brings the best feeling ever.
Yeah, I'll bet. And what about for you, Vicesio?
Yeah, it feels awesome to be here, out here representing such a young age. It's not about the age. It's about to get up and work for it and get the job done and be courageous. Yeah.
Wonderful. Now, I have a confession to make, and that is that I used to work for the Australian Rugby Union on the Rugby World Cup 2003. Oh. And I realised that's before you were both born.
Yes.
Woo! So back then, the Samoa team spirit was something that really set the team apart, and it was a talking point. And I've heard the commentators here in Kenya for the under 20 trophy talking about the Samoan team spirit here. So Vicesio, what is the magic that makes the team spirit for Samoa so special?
Maybe we go together as uniting us. You know that our country is founded on God, so we are strongly believe that everything we do is all from God. That's the source of everything, the strength, the wisdom, the talent. Yeah, that's gathering us together, and that's our spirit. Yes, we our favorite phrase is that thing, united we stand, divided we fall. So, you know, Tangilima cannot do the job by himself. He needs me, I need the whole team. So that's the spirit. We have to help each other out in terms of rugby. Yeah.
And so Tangilima, for you, what do you think sets the Samoan team spirit apart from the other teams?
Because we all from different family, but here our management call us family. So that's why we call them our parents. So that's why I called Vicesio my brothers and all of them. So we have that good bond so we can work together. Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, I just want to wish you both every success with your rugby careers.
Thank you.
And I really hope that Samoa does well in this tournament. And just want to say thank you very much. I just want to get a prediction from each of you on who you think will win the Rugby World Cup in France this year. Tangilima, who's your tip?
I'll take France.
Ah, the host country. And Vicesio, who do you think will win?
New Zealand. New Zealand.
Manu Samoa finished fourth in the under-20 trophy, which wrapped up on July 30th. I'm Julie Marks. Thanks for listening.